Golden and Testament Bays on the bottom. Continuing of the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. Shimon Oymer Afal HaKishuv. Shimon said, this is a Gemara, on the Vavam Bays. Shimon said that one of the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach is, one of the things that Mechuyiv on is Kishuv. My time of Shimon, where did you learn that? Which pasuk? The Chsiv of Samach Hamad Aleph, Mechashefa Lois Sechaya. It says that a Mechashefa should not live. The Chsiv called Sheikhev and Behema Mois Yumas. Anyone that lives a Behema, anyone that does Tashish with a Behema should die. So Kol Sheyeshnim Bechal, Kol Sheikhev and Behema, anyone that's included in this pasuk, this Michas, so anyone that's included in this pasuk of Issa to do Tashish with a Behema, Yeshna b'chal mechashefa l'sechai is included in the iser of kishuv. So since it's next to each other, so mele goy ben noyach is mechuyiv, is asa to be sheichav and behema, so too is asa in kishuv. So the ma'avayt. The Gemara said over there in the Vavam and Beis that one of the sheva mitzvahs ben noyach, I mean, he was meisiv of lezayma afal kalai. Anonymously, where do you see a pasuk of kalayim before matan Torah? Amashmul, the Amakra, it says in pasuk eschukaisai tishmu, and that pasuk it says about kalayim. So how do we dash? We say chukim shechakakti lechakva eschukaisai tishmu. The chukim that we spoke about already—that's what you should watch today. And what is that? Behemtechal esabia kalayim v'sadchal esizer kalayim. So that means even though this is after Sinai, but we're telling you that Klal Yisrael by Sinai was saying the chukim that were you were mechuyev on Tishmu, you should watch.
Why do you have to say that? Meaning once you said it already earlier.
What?
Why do you have to mention it now again if we mentioned it earlier?
We didn't mention it earlier.
No, you said the second pasuk.
No, that's part of that pasuk.
So where did you say it earlier?
We didn't say it.
It's not written.
It's not written, but we're saying that the chukim that were continue watching. Tishmu, you should watch. What's the chukim that
obviously
were?
Obviously it was it.
You have it by the table.
I understand. But
no, I'm saying where it was. It's written by
Noach. Yeah. So the Gemara. Ma behemtecha b'hava. So now we're learning out, just like a behema, the iser is hava, which means to put one man with another man, two behemish shouldn't be together. Af sadcha b'akava. So to your field, you shouldn't put two trees together. Don't be machiv two trees together. Min b'mina. Zok to Gemara, ma behemtecha. Just like your behema. You're not allowed to do hava. You're not allowed to put the two different meanim together in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. So to your field, you shouldn't be machiv two trees in Eretz and Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So like the Mar, if so, if you're dashing in the pasuk eschukai satishmu, which means that what was already the chukim that you had, so we have another pasuk that says shmatim eschukai satishmu. Hashem says, watch, protect my chukim. Yes, mishpatai, and my mishpatim. So too, you should say, chukim shechachak dilo kva. Over there, also, you're going to say all the chukim that was before, which means the kalatayah kula, you had beforehand. It's not true. No, it's not daima.
That's a general.
Right, also, over there, it's a general chukim.
Shemad was crazy. We really asked on the last Russia.
Right. You told me that chukim means that it was there originally. So too over here, you're going to tell me it means originally? The Gemara, no, Hassam, it says, Shmatim Eschukaisa, which means the Hashta. The Chukim that I just told you about, watch them. Hacha, but by our Pasuk, it says, Eschukaisa Tishmu. First it says the Chukim should be watched. Chukim, the Meikar Tishmu. The Chukim that were there originally, they should be watched. That means it was there, the Chukim were there before it. Now we're going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Nun Hey Amud Beis said the Issa of Megadif. Megadif is only till you say Hashem's name. Someone who is Mekalel as Hashem, That's to say Hashem's name. Rabbi Shua ben Kacha said that when the Edom come along and say over the Edus, they say, Yaka Yaisi, yes, Yaisi. Amar Bacham Yaka, Einei Chayvet Shevoach Shem ben Arba Isis. You need to say the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, four Isis. La Fuke Ben Shte Isis, La Fuke, if you're saying just two Isis. The Loi, that you're not Chayv.
How do you have this
question? What? Yud-Kei is also already something. Look, Ma Pshita. Yaki Yaisi 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 Tanan. Over there he's saying Yaisi Yaisi Yaisi, which is four Isis. So the Mamad, the Tevim, Masav Ha'amad, the Nakat, we didn't really mean Yaisi. We were just saying it as a Mashal. Kamash will not know that you need four Isis. Ikedami Yom HaBacha Bayak, Shema Mino, Shem Ben Avi Yaisi Yis Nami Shemu. Don't think you need, there's a Shem Hashem of 42 Isis. No. Four ICs is enough. So the Ma'ab Shita Yaki is a shame of 42 ICs.
It's Arba.
No, Ikadami.
Shame of Furish is 42.
Shame of Furish is 42. So you would think, Shmami, no, Ben Arba ICs, Nami Shame. Shame Ben Arba ICs is also a shame. So the Ma'ab Shita Yaki ICs, Yaki Tan, it says four ICs. Ma'ab the Tema, the Ika Shame Rabba, really you need a large shame, which is 42. We just chapped on the lashon. Yaki yasi 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 was just stam milsabama. So the more kamash malal, no, yaki yasi is literal, and you just need a shame of four
isis. That's exactly what we understood it originally. We understood it as being as not having a significance. Yaki yasi ben yasi.
Right. Kamash malal, that it does have a significance, yeah. And four isis is enough. Is it?
Yeah.
So the more right.
The mission.
What?
Kale and
car
not?
No.
They can only accept the coin to one man yama.
Yeah, we'll get there. Zog Gemara Vayta. The Mishnah said that when it was Nigma Adin, then you go ahead and they have to say the Shem. I mean, still it was Nigma Adin, the Adam come along and say Yaki Yaisi Yaisi Yaisi. But when it's the final decision, they have to go ahead and say what happened. And what happens when they do that? The Dayanim, Oimdin, when they hear Shem Hashem, they stand up. So the Ma'amid Minal, how do you know they stand up? I'm basically Ma'amid Amakra. The Eyud Ba Elav, Eyud came to Eglon, and he said, Eglon was sitting with Yosef Ba'aliyas Amikare, he was sitting by himself on the top floor. Ashalelav Adahi himself. And Eyud said, Dvar Lekim Li Elecha. I have something to say, Hashem's name. Ve'yakim al-kisei, and Eglon stood up from his chair. That's the pasuk. Ve'le'dvam kavachayim. Uma Eglon melech mayav shunachri. Eglon, who was he? He was a guy. Ve'le'yadesk ele kinu. He only knew kinu. Amad yisrael, eyad nu kinu. Amad yisrael, amad. He stood up, Eglon stood up. Yisrael v'shem ha'mafush, if a yid says it, and he says v'shem ha'mafush, alach es kama v'kama. Allah has come that you have to stand up. What? No, the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, what happened? They said it over to the Dayanim, so and the Dayanim stood up. So we know such a makar. We know it from this pasuk. They had an Eglon over there with a kinoi, and Eglon was a guy, and still Eglon stood up.
The Dayanim
were hearing Shem before, so yeah. So first they said. That's what we mean. Kairin. The Mishnah said that when the Dayanim hear it, they rise Kriya.
When you're passing by a church and they sing Hallelujah, you don't have to stand up. But if the guy says the Shem Havaya, the guy don't say Shem Havaya.
You don't?
Yeah, sure they do.
You do?
It's spelled J-E-H-O-V-A-H. Yeah, but that's how they pronounce it.
So, you want to stand up when they say it to you?
It's the same Avaya.
I don't know. I never heard them say it. They say it?
Yeah, they say it.
You heard it?
It's a group. It's called Witnesses, and the first word is Hashem.
They use a J.
No, but that's how they pronounce it. That's what they're talking about. So,
how often do you have this? You come across this?
There was another mice. It's very good.
Before you're tired.
Yeah. We're going to see when a guy says it. By the way, we didn't talk about a guy saying it. We said a yid saying it. We'll get to the Gemara soon. Zakti Imar, Kairi Minal, how do you know?
Said, oh, right.
This is a yid
right,
saying
right,
it.
Right,
guy. And the guy stood up.
How do we learn that a yid's chiyuv from a guy when a guy did?
It was saying Kal v'chaim.
So the guy was machmir on himself. How do you know?
Keep it up, Amy. Learn that from Dom Ben Asina.
You should learn
that
from
Stanford Kino.
Let
me
learn
from Stanford Kino. Oh, we're going to get there. The Mavaita, Kairim Minala. The Mishnah said the rice Kriya when you hear the Shemesh. We didn't know that. The Chsiv, Ayavel, Yakam, Ben Chilkia, Veshevna, Asaifa, Beyayar, Ben Asaf, Hamaskir, Chizkia, Kure, Begadim, Vigiduloi, Divrei, Rav Shakeh. So you see over there that he writes Kriya when he heard the shame. He heard the shame from Rav Shaka. And he writes Kriya. Kriya begot. Zakti ma vaita. Loi ma acha. Not only that he writes Kriya, you can't resell it. It's a very chamadig type of Kriya. So the moment all on Amar Abavo, ask a Kriya Kriya. How do you know that the Kriya you can't sell it? Because you learn a Kriya Kiksivach, a Kriya Begad, like we just said by Rav Shach, that they ripped the Begad. Kiksivasam, Ve'alisha Roya, Alisha saw, Vumitzayik, Avi Avi, and he started screaming out, Avi Avi, Rechav Yisrael, Parasha. Ve'lo Yeroit, and he didn't see it anymore. Ve'ichazek, Bebgadav, he held on his clothing, Ve'yikarem, Lashnayim, Kriyim, and he ripped it into two Kriyim. You know that he ripped it into two. Any day of shame crying, don't you know that it was ripped? So why is the end of the pasuk saying crying? Has to stay ripped forever. Not just enough that it's ripped, it's to stay ripped forever. Say a person that hears it for the first time. Someone who hears it in Bezdin from a person that heard it, someone who's repeating it.
The eight.
Chayev l'kraya, you're to rip it when you hear it. But va'edim, aim chayev. You would think if he's just repeating something, since no chayev.
We just said that earlier. Yeah,
but he's coming to say the next. Va'edim, ain't chayev l'kraya. The edim, they don't have to rip it again. Shekvakaru b'shal sheshamu, because they ripped it the first time they heard it. So they don't have to go ahead and rip it again.
So this is a stranger that was there? Who were talking
about? The Dayanim.
Dayanim were not there b'shas ma'aseh.
No, the aid
is the only one that was there b'shas ma'aseh, and right. Also now in Bezin. They don't have to do it again.
Right. Even though they're saying it over, they don't have to do it again. Zakti Gemara, why not? V'chikar b'shal sheshamu, may have it. Hakashami hashta, they're hearing it again. Well, Lois, I could die to the Chsiv. Vayik Shmaya Hamelech Hiskia. Vayik is begad of Hamelech. So we say Hamelech Hiskia Kara. Vahim like you, they repeated it to Hiskia. Shevna Asaifa, Yarech Ben Yosef, Ben Asaf. But Hiskia himself, but Hiskia is the only one that ripped his clothing. They did not rip the clothing. Now the Gemara is not saying a swad. The Gemara is saying, but Etzim, Mestaba, they should. I have a pasuk that tells me not. Okay, so my right. I'm going to read on my shmur. This is what negates to you, Rabbi Mazda. If you hear askar from a guy, ain't no chayev l'kraya. You're not machuiv to rise kriya.
He's talking about the yaki yaisa.
First of all, this is dafka when chazusham. We said you're cursing. So what he's asking is they're just mentioning.
Yeah. No, he was coming same. From. Before it was mashma. I'm with yourself, is it? Huh?
Right. Where did we say anyway that if you hear Hashem's name that it's...
No, I think what he was trying...
Over here was talking about Torah.
Yeah. I think what he was trying to say before was... who's the Eid Baal of Yeshua?
You see the guy stood up. We learn out for a second.
The guy stood up.
Standing up has nothing to do with
person. Standing up. Yeah. Just saying. So my right. Hashem, I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to You're not mechuyev to rise kriya. Vim toima Rav Shaka. Are you going to say the story of Shaka? You see that we said over that he rise kriya. Yisrael Muma. He was Yisrael Muma. He wasn't a guy. Why maybe you don't have Shmuel and Kohen Ella?
Why the verse says it? I'm saying they're mechuyim birchus Hashem also. I'm saying they're not allowed to curse Hashem.
But it doesn't have that chumra of
the chayiv misa for him. Saying whatever they're doing,
the chayiv misa, but it doesn't have the chayiv of the Shem Hashem.
So what do they do? I'm saying if it doesn't have the chayiv misa, why would they? I'm saying why would they be chayiv misa for something?
Well, chayiv misa is something that they did. So they did something terrible. But it doesn't mean that the hearing coming out
hearing
of
it from a guy is not the same as hearing it from.
Yeah. Omer Avida Mashmul, Ein Kohen Ela Hashem Yuchad Bilvat. Kriya is only when you hear the Shem HaMiyuchad. Lafuke Kino, Goloi, Kino Inat. Zog to Gemara, that means even Shem HaMiyuchad means
Shem HaFai.
Yeah, Shem HaFai, that doesn't have to mean 42. But Kino Inat. Upligi de Abchir. He's arguing Abchir, Bitavai. He is arguing this in two things. Amar Abchir, Hashemei Haskara b'zman hazeh. If today you hear Haskara, Ein Chayiv L'Kriya. Haskara is a kina. You're not mechuyev to rip. Shemiyat Ha'im HaKein, because if you're going to say you're mechuyev to rip, Nismalei Kala Beged Kriya. Your whole beged, you're going to be always, the whole day you're going to be busy ripping. So Amar Mimat, who are you hearing it from? Ilay Mi'Yisrael. Me picky.
Well, more doesn't mean it literally, because if you rice Kriya one time and you hear again, you have to put another bag on.
No, it's
not
what it means. It's
you can do it all day long.
All day long with God. So, well, me picky, cool. Are you, is it so hefka people just talk a whole day, you stroll or go ahead and talk a whole day with Megad of Hashem? So, well, if it's talking about the Dafka, Shem HaMiyuchad, you have to rice Kriya, me, does a guy know the Shem HaMiyuchad? Elamai, you see that kinoi was the thing that we rise kriyosim shmami. No, bizman hazeh udaloi hameikar chayit. But originally you were mechuyev in rising kriy even in a kinoi. Shmami, no, that sai by goyim mechuyev and sai by kinoi. So it's two things. Not like if you don't mashmo.
What? We don't say
bizman hazeh. No, we said we don't do it.
If
he
was already
hearing
it once, you don't
mean to
rip again.
He isn't talking about Aedim. Stop, you walk in the street, you're always hearing it.
Right, but so only Aedim, though? Only Aedim, they heard it once before.
Yeah, because they're saying over the thing that they heard.
So, you can make it on a record then. The Goyim have gospel music, and they sing on the recording, Hashem Hashem. So if you hear a guy blasting away on his radio, you're not mechuyev, because...
it's a guy, and also it's a kid. So,
no,
like,
it's not. They have gospel music, even
non-kid. Yeah. The Mishnah said that the first eight says Hashem Hashem, and the second one says
doesn't say
it. Doesn't say Hashem Hashem. Amar Shlaka Shmami. Now we see Afani Kamayu Kasha. It works. It works. The Abanan said, they said, say it over exactly. But over here, since we don't want to repeat, the Abanan said, stay with the Dairaisa the Gedin and don't say it over. And say just Afanikamayot. Because if you're going to say Pasal, if you're going to say Afanikamayu never works, midayaisa, halacha mishum d'layav shekadlin l'gavim, because it's not possible, we end up killing the person. The ma'aseh, the second aid didn't say it. Al kachach, it's always mut.
Why is it marzing d'layavshir? Why is it efshir the first person?
We have to hear it once.
Instead, it's not called l'efshir then. You could do it. You're choosing not to. Meaning, if you want to be able to be mechayev this person, you could choose to do it.
Yeah, technically.
It's not a l'efshir, because then l'efshir would go on the first one also.
It means that it's literally low efshir because we feel that we can't hear it twice.
And one we could.
Okay. No. The tight shiz l'efshir doesn't mean
we don't want. We don't want. So if you don't want, then taka don't kill him. That's the Gemara's kasha. So don't kill him then.
Right. So Gemara, so elamai the pshat is midayai, so it works. Now Vos, when the Abana came along and said, it's over here, they said, it's over here. Said, he's going to say it. The third person said, oh, stomach, kibbe kiva, the makkish gimel l'shnayim that has all the same dinim, like we saw in Masechtas Makkis, that if the third one was called kaveh pasel, the whole edus is batel, so over here, he has to say, afani kamayu, and he can't go without it.